Hear the word of the Lord, you children of Israel, for the Lord has a legal case with the inhabitants of the land, because there is no faithfulness, no steadfast love, no dependability or loyalty or kindness, or knowledge of God from personal experience with Him in the land. There is false swearing of oaths, deception, broken faith, murder, stealing, and adultery. They employ violence so that one act of bloodshed follows closely on another. Therefore, the land continually mourns, and everyone who lives in it languishes in tragic suffering. Together with the animals of the open country and the birds of the heavens, even the fish of the sea disappear. Yet, let no one find fault, nor let any rebuke others, for your people are like those who contend with the priest. So you will stumble in the daytime, and the false prophet will also stumble with you in the night. And I will destroy your mother, Israel. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge of my law, where I reveal my will. Because you, the priestly nation, have rejected knowledge, I will also reject you from being my priest. Since you have forgotten the law of your God, I will also forget your children. The more they multiplied in numbers and increased in power, the more they sinned against me. I will change their glory into shame. They, the priests, feed on the sin offering of my people and set their hearts on their wickedness. And it shall be like people, like priests. Both are wicked and both will be judged. So I will punish them for their ways and repay them for their deeds. They will eat, but not have enough. They will play the prostitute, but not increase their descendants, because they have stopped giving heed to the Lord. Prostitution, wine, and new wine take away the mind and the spiritual understanding. My people consult their lifeless wooden idol, and their diviner's wand gives them oracles. For a spirit of prostitution has led them astray morally and spiritually, and they have played the prostitute, withdrawing themselves from their God. They sacrifice on the top of the mountains and burn incense on the hills under oaks, poplars, and terebinths, because the shade is pleasant there. Therefore, your daughters play the prostitute and your brides commit adultery. I will not punish your daughters when they play prostitute, and your brides when they commit adultery, for the men themselves slip away with prostitutes, and they offer sacrifices with temple prostitutes who give their bodies in honor of the idol. So the people, without understanding, stumble and fall and come to ruin. Though you, Israel, play the prostitute by worshipping idols, do not let Judah become guilty of the same thing. And do not go to Gilgal, where idols are worshipped, or go up to Beth Aven, house of wickedness, nor swear oaths in idolatry's worship, saying, as the Lord lives. For Israel is stubborn, like a stubborn heifer. Can the Lord now pasture them like a lamb in a large field? Ephraim is joined to idols, so let him alone to suffer the consequences. When their liquor is gone and their drinking parties are over, they habitually go to play the prostitute. Ephraim's rulers continue to dearly love shame more than her glory, which is the Lord, Israel's God. The wind of God's relentless wrath has wrapped up Israel in its wings, and in captivity they will be ashamed because of their sacrifices to calves, to sun, to moon, to stars, and to pagan gods. Hear this and pay attention, O priests. Give heed, O house of Israel. Listen, O house of the king, for the pronounced judgment pertains to you and is meant for you to hear, because you have been a snare at Mizpah and a net spread out over Tabor, military strongholds on either side of the Jordan River. The revolters have gone deep into depravity, but I, the Lord God, will chastise them. I know Ephraim, and Israel is not hidden from me. For now, O Ephraim, you have played the prostitute and have worshipped idols. Israel has defiled itself. Their immoral practices will not permit them to return to their God. For the spirit of prostitution is within them, and they do not know the Lord. They do not recognize, appreciate, heed, or cherish him. But the pride and self-reliance of Israel testifies against him. Therefore, Israel, and especially Ephraim, stumble and fall in their wickedness and guilt. Judah also has stumbled with them. They will go with their flocks and with their herds to seek the Lord, diligently searching for him, but they will not find him. He has withdrawn from them, refusing to hear the prayers of the unrepentant. They have dealt treacherously against the Lord, for they have borne illegitimate pagan children. Now the new moon will devour them along with their land, bringing judgment and captivity. Blow the horn in Gibeah, the trumpet in Ramah, the lofty hills of Benjamin's northern border. Sound the alarm in Beth Haven. Behind you and coming after you is enemy. O Benjamin, be on guard. Ephraim will become a desolation in the day of rebuke. Among the tribes of Israel, I declare with what is certain, the princes of Judah are like those who move a boundary marker. I will pour out my wrath on them like an unrestrained flood of water. Ephraim is oppressed. He is broken and crushed by divine judgment because he was determined to follow man's command, vanities, filth, secular precepts. Therefore, I am like a moth to Ephraim and like dry rot to the house of Judah in my judgment against them. When Ephraim saw his sickness and Judah his wound, then Ephraim went to Assyria instead of the Lord and sent to Assyria's great king Jareb for help. But he cannot heal you, nor will he cure you of your wound received in judgment. For I will be like a lion in Ephraim and like a young lion to the house of Judah. I will tear to pieces and go on tearing. I will carry off the prey, and there will be no one to rescue them. I will go away and return to my place on high until they acknowledge their offense and bear their guilt and seek my face. In their distress, they will earnestly seek me, saying, come, let us return in repentance to the Lord, for he has torn us, but he will heal us. He has wounded us, but he will bandage us. After 2 days, he will revive us. On the third day, he will raise us up, that we may live before him. So let us know and become personally acquainted with him. Let us press on to know and understand fully the greatness of the Lord, to honor, heed, and deeply cherish him. His appearing is prepared and is as certain as the dawn, and he will come to us in salvation like the heavy rain. Like the spring rain watering the earth. Ephraim, what shall I do with you? O Judah, what shall I do with you? For your wavering loyalty and kindness are transient like the morning cloud, and like the dew that goes away early. Therefore I have hewn them in pieces by the word of the prophets. I have slain them by the words of my mouth. My judgments pronounced upon them by the prophets are like the light that shines forth, obvious to all. For I desire and delight in steadfast loyalty, faithfulness in the covenant relationship rather than sacrifice, and in the knowledge of God more than burnt offerings. But they, like Adam, have transgressed the covenant. There they have dealt treacherously against me. Gilead is a city of wrongdoers. It is tracked with bloody footprints, and as bands of robbers lie in wait for a man, so a band of priests murder on the road toward Shechem, covering their crimes in that city of refuge. Suddenly they have committed crimes and outrages. I have seen a horrible thing, sins of every kind in the house of Israel. Ephraim's prostitution, idolatry is there. Israel has defiled itself. Also, O Judah, there is a harvest of divine judgment appointed for you when I restore the fortunes of my people who have been slaves to the misery of sin. When I would heal Israel, the sin, guilt of Ephraim is uncovered, and wickedness of Samaria, because they practice false dealings. The thief enters, bandits ravage and raid outside. But they do not consider in their hearts, minds, that I remember always all their wickedness. Now their deeds surround and entangle them. They are before my face. They make the king glad with their wickedness and the princes with their lies. They are all adulterers, like the heat of an oven when the baker ceases to stir the fire. Their passion smolders from the kneading of the dough until it is leavened. On the special day of our king, the princes become sick with the heat of wine. The king stretched out his hand in association with scoffers, lawless people. As they approach their plotting, their mind burns with intrigue like an oven. While they lie in wait, their anger smolders all night. In the morning, it blazes like a flaming fire. They are all hot like an oven, and they consume their judges, their rulers. All their kings have fallen. There is no one among them who calls to me. Ephraim mixes himself with the Gentile nations, seeking favor with one country, then another. Ephraim is a cake not turned, worthless, ready to be thrown away. Strangers have devoured his strength, yet he does not know it. Gray hairs are sprinkled on him, yet he does not know. Though the pride of Israel testifies against him, yet they do not return in repentance to the Lord their God, nor seek nor search for nor desire him. Nor seek nor search for nor desire him as essential in spite of all this. Ephraim also is like a silly dove. Without heart or good sense, they call to Egypt for help. They go to Assyria. Then they go. When they go, I will spread my net over them. I will bring them down like birds of the heavens into Assyrian captivity. I will chastise them in accordance with the proclamation, prophecy to their congregation. Woe, judgment is coming to them, for they have wandered away from me. Devastation is theirs, because they have rebelled and trespassed against me. I would redeem them, but they speak lies against me. They do not cry out to me from their heart when they wail on their beds in unbelieving despair. For the sake of grain and new wine, they assemble themselves as if worshipping Baal. They rebel against me. Although I trained and strengthened their arms for victory over their enemies, yet they devise evil against me. They turn, but they do not turn upward to the Most High. They are like a poorly crafted bow that misses the mark. Their princes shall fall by the sword. Because of the insolence of their tongue, this will be cause for their mockery and disdain in the land of Egypt. Set the trumpet to your lips, announcing impending judgment. Like a great vulture, the enemy comes against the house of the Lord. Because they have broken my covenant and transgressed and rebelled against my law, then they will cry out to me, "My God, we of Israel know you." Israel has rejected the good. The enemy shall pursue him. They set up kings, but not from me. Therefore, without my blessing, they have appointed princes, but I did not know it. With their silver and their gold, they made idols for themselves, that they might be cut off. He has rejected your pagan calf, O Samaria, saying, "My wrath burns against them." How long will they be incapable of innocence? For even with loathsome calf, this loathsome calf is from Israel. A craftsman made it, so it is not God. Surely the calf of Samaria will be broken to pieces and go up in flames, for they sow the wind in evil, and they reap the whirlwind in disaster. The standing grain has no growth. It yields no grain. If it were to yield, strangers would swallow it up. Israel is as if swallowed up by enemies. They are now among the nations like a vessel of cheap, coarse pottery that is useless, for they have gone up to Samaria, to Assyria, like a wild donkey wandering alone and taking her own way. Ephraim has hired lovers, pagan allies. Yes, even though with presents they hire allies among the nations, now I will gather them up. And in a little while they will begin to grow weak and diminish because of the burden imposed by the king of princes, the king of Assyria. For Ephraim has constructed many altars of sin. They are altars intended for sinning, which multiply his guilt. I wrote for him the 10,000 precepts of my law, but they are regarded as a strange thing, which does not concern him. As for my sacrificial offerings, they sacrifice the meat as a mere formality and eat it. But the Lord is not pleased with them and does not accept them. Now he will remember and take into account their wickedness and guilt and punish them for their sins. They will return in captivity to another Egypt, that is Assyria. For Israel has forgotten his maker and built palaces and pagan temples. And Judea Judah has built many fortified cities, but I will send a fire upon their cities so that I may consume their palaces and fortresses. Do not rejoice, O Israel, with exultation, as do the pagan peoples, for you have played the prostitute, turning away from your God. You have loved prostitutes' earnings on every threshing floor, attributing the harvest to the Baals instead of to God. The threshing floor and the winepress will no longer feed them, and the new wine will fail them, because they failed to honor the God who provides. They will not remain in the land of the Lord, but Ephraim will return to another Egypt in bondage, and they will eat ceremoniously unclean food in Assyria. They will not pour out drink offerings of wine to the Lord. Their sacrifices will not please him. Their bread will be like mourner's bread, eaten at funerals. All who eat it will be ceremoniously unclean, for their bread will be for themselves. It will not enter the house of the Lord to be consecrated. What will you do on the day of the appointed festival and on the day of the feast of the Lord, when you are in exile? For behold, they will go away because of the devastation and destruction. Egypt will gather them up. Memphis will bury them. Weeds will take over their treasures of silver. Thorns will grow on their tents. The days of punishment have come. The days of retribution are at hand. Let Israel know this. The prophet is considered a fool. The man of God who is inspired is treated as if demented. Because of the abundance of your wickedness and guilt, and because of your deep antagonism toward God and the prophets is so great. Ephraim was a watchman with my God, a true prophet to warn the nation, but the snare of a bad catcher was laid in all his paths. And there is only deep hostility in the house of his God, the land of Israel. They have deeply corrupted, perverted themselves, as in the days of Gibeah. The Lord will remember their wickedness and guilt. He will punish their sins. I found Israel like grapes in the wilderness, an unexpected and refreshing delight. I saw your fathers, ancestors, as the first ripe fruit on the fig tree in its first season. But they came to Baal Peor and consecrated themselves to shamefulness, the worship of Baal. And because of their spiritual and physical adultery, they became as detestable and loathsome as the thing they loved. As for Ephraim, their glory will fly away like a bird. No birth, no pregnancy, and because of their impurity, no conception. Even though they bring up their children, yet I will bereave them until not one is left. Indeed, woe, judgment is coming to them when I look away and withdraw my blessing from them. Ephraim, as I have seen, is planted in a pleasant and prosperous meadow like Tyre. But Ephraim will bring out his children to the executioner for slaughter. Give them the punishment they deserve, O Lord. What will you give? Give them a miscarrying womb and dry breasts. All their wickednesses, the Lord is focused in Gilgal. Indeed, I came to hate them there because of the wickedness of their idolatrous practices. I will drive them out of my house and the land of Israel. I will love them no longer. All their princes are rebels. Ephraim is stricken. Their root is dried up. They will bear no fruit even though they give birth. I will slay the precious children of their womb. My God will reject them and cast them away because they did not listen to him, and they will be wanderers, fugitives among the nations. Israel is a luxuriant and prolific vine. He produces fruit for himself. The more his fruit, the more altars he made to Baal. The richer his land, the better he made the idolatrous pillars. Their heart is divided, faithless. Now they must bear their guilt and punishment. The Lord will break down the horns of their altars. He will destroy their idolatrous pillars. Surely now they will say in despair, "We have no true king, for we do not revere the Lord." And as for the king, what can he do for us to rescue us? They have spoken empty, disingenuous words, swearing falsely to make covenants they intend to break. Therefore, judgment springs up like poisonous weeds in the furrows of the field. The people of Samaria will fear and tremble for the idolatrous calf of Bethav and house of wickedness. Indeed, its people will mourn over it, and its idolatrous priest will cry out and wail over it, over its glory, because the glory of their calf God has departed from it. The golden calf itself will be carried to Assyria as a tribute to King Jareb. Ephraim will be seized with shame, and Israel will be shamed of his own counsel to worship the calf and separate Israel from Judah. As for Samaria, her king will be cut off and float away like a twig on the surface of the water. Also, the high places of Aven, Beth Aven, the sin of Israel, will be destroyed. The thorn and the thistle will grow on their pagan altars, and in despair they will say to the mountains, "Cover us," and to the hills, "Fall on us." O Israel, you have willfully sinned since the days of Gibeah. There they, Israel, stand. Will not the battle against the sons of wickedness overtake them at Gibeah? When is my desire to defend my righteousness, I will chastise them, and hostile peoples will be gathered against them. When they are bound and punished for their double guilt, their revolt against the Lord and their worship of idols, Ephraim is a trained heifer that loves to tread out the grain, but I will come over her fair neck with a heavy yoke for hard field work. I will harness Ephraim. Judah will plow, and Jacob will harrow and rake for himself. So, with a view to righteousness, that righteousness like seed may germinate, reap in accordance with mercy and loving kindness, break up your uncultivated ground, for it is time to seek and search diligently for the Lord, and to long for his blessing until he comes to rain righteousness and his gift of salvation on you. You have plowed and planted wickedness. You have reaped and willful injustice of oppressors. You have plowed and planted wickedness. You have reaped and the willful injustice of oppressors. You have plowed and planted wickedness. You have reaped the willful injustice of oppressors. You have eaten the fruit of lies because you have trusted in your own way and your chariots and in your many warriors. Therefore, an uproar will arise among your people, and all your fortresses will be destroyed as Shalman destroyed Beth Arbel on the day of battle, when mothers were dashed in pieces with their children. In this way it will be done to you as idolatrous Bethel, because of your great wickedness. At daybreak, the king of Israel will be completely cut off. When Israel was a child, a young nation, I loved him, and I called my son out of Egypt. The more they, the prophets, called them to repentance and obedience, the more they went away from them. They kept sacrificing to the Baals and burning incense to the carved images, yet it is I who taught Ephraim to walk, taking them in my arms, nurturing the young nation. But they did not know that I healed them. I led them gently with cords of a man, with bonds of love guiding them, and I was to them as one who lifts up and eases the yoke of the law over their jaws. And I bent down to them and fed them. They will not return to the land of Egypt, but Assyria will be their king, bringing them into captivity, because they refuse to return to me. The sword will whirl against and fall on their cities, and will demolish the bars of their gates and fortifications, and will consume them because of their counsels. My people are bent on turning from me, though the prophets call them to the one on high. None at all exalts him. How can I give you up, O Ephraim? How can I surrender you, O Israel? How can I make you like Admah? How can I treat you like Zeboim? My heart recoils within me. All my compassions are kindled together for my nation of Israel. I will not execute the fierceness of my anger. I will not return to Ephraim to destroy him again, for I am God and not man, the Holy One in your midst, who will not revoke my covenant. And I will not come in wrath or enter the city in judgment. They will walk after the Lord in obedience and worship, who will roar like a lion. He will roar, summoning them. and his sons will come trembling from the west. They will come trembling and hurriedly, like birds from Egypt and like doves from the land of Assyria, and I will settle them in their houses, in the land of their inheritance, declares the Lord. Ephraim surrounds me with lies, and the house of Israel with deceit. Judah is also unruly against God, even against the faithful Holy One. Ephraim feeds on the emptiness of the wind and continually pursues the parching east wind, which brings destruction. Every day he multiplies lies and violence. Further, he makes a covenant with Assyria, and olive oil is carried to Egypt to seek alliances. The Lord also has a dispute, a legal complaint, and an indictment with Judah, and he will punish Jacob in accordance with his ways. He will repay him in accordance with his deeds. In their mother's womb, he took his brother by the heel. And in his maturity, he contended with God. He wrestled with the angel and prevailed. He wept in repentance and sought his favor. He met him at Bethel, and there God spoke with him. And through him with us, even the Lord, the God of hosts, the name of him who spoke with Jacob is the Lord. Therefore, return in repentance to your God. Observe and highly regard kindness and justice, and wait expectantly for your God continually. A merchant in whose hand are false and fraudulent balances, he loves to oppress and exploit. Ephraim said, I have indeed become rich and powerful as a nation. I have found wealth for myself. In all my labors, they will not find in me any wickedness that would be seen, but I have been the Lord your God since you became a nation in the land of Egypt. I will make you live in tents again, as in the days of the appointed and solemn festival. I have also spoken to you through the prophets, and I gave them many visions to make my will known. And through the prophets, I gave parables to appeal to your sense of the right and wrong. Is there wickedness, idolatry in Gilead? Surely the people there are worthless. In Gilgal they defy me when they sacrifice bulls. Yes, after my judgment, their pagan altars are like the stone heaps in the furrows of the fields. Now Jacob, Israel, fled into the open country of Aram, Padan, Aram. And there Israel, Jacob, worked and served for a wife, and for a wife he kept sheep. And by a prophet, Moses, the Lord brought Israel up from Egypt, and by a prophet, Israel was preserved. Ephraim has provoked most bitter anger, so his Lord will leave his blood guilt on him, invoking punishment, and bring back to him his shame and dishonor. When Ephraim spoke, there was trembling and terror. He exalted himself above the other tribes in Israel. But through the worship of Baal, he became guilty and died spiritually, and then came to ruin, sealing Israel's doom as a nation. And now they sin more and more, and make for themselves molten images, idols skillfully made from their silver as it pleased them. All of them the work of the craftsmen. They say of these very works of their hands, let those who sacrifice kiss and show respect to the calves as if they were living gods. Therefore they will be swiftly dissipated like the morning cloud, or like dew which soon disappears, like chaff which whirls with the whirlwind from the threshing floor, and like smoke from the chimney or through the window of worthless and without substance they will vanish. Yet I have been the Lord your God since the time you became a nation in the land of Egypt, and you were not to know any God except me, for there is no Savior besides me. I knew and regarded you and cared for you in the wilderness, in the land of drought. When they had their pasture, they became satisfied. And being satisfied, their heart became proud, self-centered. Therefore they forgot me. So I will be like a lion to them, like a leopard. I will watch and lie in wait, ready to attack. By the road to Assyria, I will encounter them. A bear robbed of her cubs, and I will tear open their chest there. I will also devour them like a lioness, as a wild beast would tear them. It is your destruction, O Israel, because you are against me and have rebelled against your help. Where now is your king, that he may save you when you are attacked in all your cities and your judges, of whom you asked, give me a king and princes? I gave you a king in my anger, and I took him away in my wrath as punishment. The wickedness of Ephraim, which is not yet completely punished, is bound up as in a bag. His sin is stored up for judgment and destruction. The pains of childbirth come on him, but he is not a wise son, for it is not the time to delay his chance at a new birth, as the womb opens, but he ignores the opportunity to change. Shall I ransom them from the power of Sheol, the place of the dead? Shall I redeem them from death, O death? Where are your thorns, O Sheol? Where is your sting? Compassion is hidden from my eyes because of their failure to repent. For though he flourishes among the reeds, his fellow tribes, an east wind, Assyria, will come. The breath of the Lord rising from the desert, and Ephraim's spring will become dry, and his fountain will be dried up. Assyria will plunder his treasury of every precious object. Samaria will be found guilty and become desolate, because she rebelled against her God. They will fall by the sword. Their infants will be dashed in pieces, and their pregnant women will be ripped open. O Israel, return in repentance to the Lord your God, for you have stumbled and fallen, visited by tragedy because of your sin. Take the words confessing your guilt with you and return to the Lord. Say to him, take away all our wickedness, accept what is good, and receive us graciously, so that we may present the fruit of our lips, which is gratitude. Assyria will not save us. We will not ride on horses relying on military might, nor will we say again to the idols who are the work of our hands, you are our gods. For you, O Lord, the orphan finds in you love and compassion and mercy. I will heal their apostasy and faithlessness. I will love them freely, for my anger has turned away from Israel. I shall be like the dew to Israel. He will blossom like a lily, and he will take root like the cedars of Lebanon. His shoots will sprout, and his beauty will be like the olive tree, and his fragrance like the cedars of Lebanon. Those who live in his shadow will again rise again, and they will blossom like the vine. His renown will be like the wine of Lebanon. O Ephraim, what more have I to do with idols? It is I who have answered and will care for you and watch over you. I am like a luxuriant cypress tree. With me your fruit is found, which is to nourish you. Whoever is spiritually wise, let him understand these things. Whoever is spiritually discerning and understanding, let him know them. For the ways of the Lord are right, and the righteous will walk in them, but transgressors will stumble and fall in them.